Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And today I'm delighted to welcome Tom Stewart, Oracle Principal Solutions Consultant, as our guest on the show. Tom has been with Oracle for the past 8 years, and he has more than 18 years of HR experience in a variety of industry verticals. He has gained an in-depth domain knowledge, particularly in the field of talent management. Working originally with Taleo and now with Oracle, he has applied that domain knowledge to identify and deliver appropriate HCM Cloud application solutions for a wide range of customers in multiple industries. Today, Tom is a functional expert in Oracle Cloud applications and in particular HCM Cloud, where he provides the value proposition and benefits of Oracle solutions to customers, partners, prospects, and internally to Oracle Salesforce. Welcome, Tom, and thank you for taking time to be here with us today.
Thanks, Frank. Glad to be here.
Today on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, we're going to talk about how to build a learning organization with Oracle Cloud applications. So, Tom, what's the meaning of a learning organization? Is that about how customers deliver training?
Yeah, partly. But I think, you know, it's true to say all organizations need a leading edge learning management system, but that's actually not enough by itself. For sure, your LMS is a vital component, but a learning organization requires a range of additional capabilities too.
Okay, so what exactly do you mean by a learning organization?
Well, for me, it's about how an organization responds to its environment, how it captures knowledge, and how it makes that knowledge available throughout the organization. In a rapidly changing environment, how you develop and capitalize on the knowledge and skills of your employees can make a huge difference to your rate of innovation and growth. A learning organization is one which is able to continually acquire and develop new skills and knowledge and bring that to bear on its organizational strategy.
That's been a topic of discussion since the 90s, hasn't it?
Well, yes, indeed, and with mixed results. I think a major reason why many organisations have struggled to deliver a truly learning organisation in the past has been that their systems have often been quite disjointed, meaning that it can be difficult to transfer knowledge to the people who need it and when they need it.
Okay, so what's different today?
Well, with modern cloud applications, organisations of all sizes now have access to unified company-wide systems that can break down those silos and distribute information around the organization efficiently and effectively.
Can you give our listeners an example of how modern cloud applications function more effectively?
Sure. Well, we could start with the learning management system. And traditionally, that's been about the center of the organization deciding what people need to learn and providing learning to them in a pre-planned program fashion. And that model depends on the center keeping on top of what's new in the market or industry and developing their training catalogue accordingly. But what happens when the industry moves so fast that the centre finds it difficult to keep pace? And how does the centre gather the expertise in the first place to ensure that the training provided is accurate and relevant? Oracle Learning Cloud is a great example of a leading-edge learning management system which supports a much more responsive approach to learning. Employees in the field can quickly and easily create learning and disseminate that learning within the organisation in a YouTube-like manner. So what that means is you're now no longer reliant on the centre to provide a learning programme, but you're accessing the skills and knowledge of your whole team, allowing them to upskill their colleagues and spread their knowledge rapidly and effectively.
So are you saying the learning and development organisation won't be needed anymore?
Actually, quite the reverse. You'll probably always need the ability to provide tailored, structured learning programs to employees. That might be compliance-related, or it might be job or role-specific learning. Oracle Learning Cloud facilitates this type of contextual learning, helping the centre to easily deliver relevant learning where and when it's needed. But the Oracle solution also allows the centre to move into a more boundary-spanning role, curating content from multiple sources and automating the delivery mechanisms so that this content is easily accessible to the right people at the right time.
Okay, great. So I think previously you mentioned that the learning management system is not enough by itself. What did you mean by that?
Well, if you're to have a learning organization, that needs a joined up approach. It starts with how the organization ensures all employees are working towards a common purpose. If you know what you're trying to achieve, then you know what skills and knowledge are required in the organisation. That's a great starting point, but circumstances and goals change, of course. If you have an effective means of communicating change and intent, then you can more easily refocus effort as the environment changes, and that, of course, has a knock-on effect on the skills and knowledge required. That typically calls for an effective performance management process, which is closely aligned to your staff acquisition, retention and development processes. Oracle's HCM suite of applications is a powerful tool to bring these various processes together into a unified whole.
And so what you're saying is that that's what creates a learning organization?
Well, it certainly gets you a long way down the road, but you can go further. Your HCM applications support operational success, but you can use even your operational applications to facilitate the exchange of knowledge around the organization.
Can you go into a little more detail about how that can be achieved?
Yeah, so let's take the customer management system, for example. So employees are all different with different levels of knowledge and expertise. So how can you ensure that when that critical call comes in, that it's handled in the most effective manner, regardless of who happens to pick up the phone? You need a way of ensuring that even the most inexperienced colleagues have access to the knowledge, skills and expertise of their more senior colleagues. If you have a good expert system that guides employees through complex processes and which can provide accurate, timely and in-context learning to support decision-making, then you're increasing consistency, compliance and effectiveness. And that's all about how you're distributing knowledge around the organisation, getting it to where it's needed at the right time. That's all about how your organisation is learning.
So can you tell our listeners specifically how cloud applications can help?
Sure. Well, enterprise applications which span CX, HCM, ERP, financials and planning, and then that can facilitate that exchange of knowledge around the organisation, can drastically reduce silos and increase responsiveness.
Okay, so how would you recommend that organizations develop their learning capability?
Well, it's a cultural thing, of course. Adopting a mindset that encourages boundary spanning and knowledge exchange. Effective systems will help, but look on them as enablers rather than drivers.
Great. Tom, thank you for sharing your thoughts with our listeners today. Do you have any final advice or suggestions for them?
Yeah. If that's a topic that the customers are interested in, reach out to their sales contact inside Oracle. They'll be able to provide you with a range of insight and knowledge to help you on that journey. I wish you every success.
Great. Tom, it was good having you on the show today to talk about how to build a learning organization with Oracle Cloud Applications. Thank you again for joining us and sharing your knowledge and expertise on this topic with our listeners. And I hope you'll come back and join us again on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. It would be great to have you back on the show, and maybe we can dive into Oracle Learning Cloud a bit more. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that sounds great, Frank. I'd be absolutely delighted.
Great. So we have a number of links we would like to share with you with information relevant to our topic today. If you are interested in learning more about how to build a learning organization with Oracle Cloud Applications, please take note of the following links. The first link we'd like to share provides information about Oracle Talent Management, which you can reach by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2Xc7n. And once there, you'll find information about the Talent Management suite of products, including product features, customer stories, videos, white papers, briefs, and other related resources. So check out the link for more information on Oracle Talent Management. The second link will take you to the Oracle Learning Cloud Datasheet PDF, reachable with the shortened URL bit.ly/2Q8P84T. This PDF explains how the integration of traditional, formal, compliance-based learning with modern, social, informal learning will help your organization perform to its fullest potential. So So check out this PDF to learn more about the key features and benefits of Oracle Learning Cloud. If you're interested in a primer on why organizations are shifting from a traditional to modern learning experience, check out the PDF titled Traditional versus Modern Learning. And you can get there at the shortened URL bit.ly/32BSLY. In addition to reading about the modern learning experience, you can find information about modern learners, new learning technologies, and how modern learning helps the entire organization. Next, you can get to a research brief titled Linking Learning to Business Goals, Closing the Gap at the shortened URL bit.ly/36RE(L)WA. This research brief provides information about how you can create a learning and development strategy that helps your organization by exploring tips on how to drive agility, understand the skills and competencies needed for your business to succeed, and how to measure the effectiveness of your learning strategy. Finally, our last link is a video located on Oracle YouTube channel titled Talent Management Learning Solution, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL youtube.be/5UZ4A5WL5E58. The video provides a demo of the Oracle Learning Cloud solution along with key features and benefits. So please check out the video to learn more. Please let us know if you have any questions about our show today or if you would like to share ideas for topics you'd like to hear on a future show. You can simply send us an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com with any comments or suggestions. We look forward to hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about how to build a learning organization with Oracle Cloud applications. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.